But the minute we have about seven or eight different sets of bylaws, because the bylaws from the old town council areas in Buncrana, Letterkenny, Ballyshannon and Bundoran are still in force in those places. And then there are other bylaws for the whole county, etc. So this is a tidying up exercise, you might say. And it's long overdue. It's been almost 20 years since the bylaws were last reviewed.
In the sort of the description of this conversation, I read, it's vitally important you have your say. How important is it that the public have their say? In truth, in a public consultation like this, what weight is given to public submissions?
Well, this is my first time as a councillor, Greg, to go through a parking bylaw review situation or experience. But I will certainly personally give great weight to the public consultation.
But
and
the
to
process,
the
council and the process, of course you will, a local rep, but the council and the process, how much weight is given to the public consultation? How can we convince people that it's just not a box-ticking exercise and that their views would genuinely be taken on board to adapt and structure parking regulation in this county?
Well, my understanding of the process, Greg, is that following the submission closing date, which is the 20th of October, that a workshop will then be arranged in each MD with the members to go through the submissions. And following that, the bylaws for each MD will be adopted, with the exception of Glenties, which doesn't have any pay and display parking. They'll be adopted by the MDs and then adopted at a plenary level. So each MD, I believe, will be looking at the submissions relating to that MD and the various suggestions around parking and that MD.
Yeah, let's drill into Buncrana a little bit, because that's really the area in Inishowen that has parking charges that seem to generate a lot of conversation. So what is your sense of what needs to be done? Because what people need to understand as well is that the way this is money that is ring-fenced and spent within the area. So if you say, oh, no parking in Buncrana, the reality is what impact might that have in business, and also too in terms of revenue for spend within the town. So, it wouldn't be without consequence. So what do you think needs to change, if anything, about parking in Buncrana at the moment?
Well, look, I mean, I'll go for the jugular straight away, and I'll say that our parking charges currently are too low. It's 50 cent to park in Buncrana at the minute. Now, if you go into any shop that sells any good or provides any service, you'll have very, very, very little that you'll be able to buy for 50 cent, such has been inflation and all the rest of it. Bearing in mind, that was the charge that was brought in, I think, back in 2007 by the Old Town Council. So I would like to see that charge increased to something more akin to what today's prices would be. Now, I don't want parking to get extortionate, and I would say and remind people that it was the businesses of Buncrana, and I can only speak of Buncrana because it's Buncrana I know about, that asked for parking to be introduced back in 2006 and 2007, because they saw a need for it, whereby people were parking on the main street all day, maybe getting into vans and heading away to work in other places, and it meant that their customers couldn't access their businesses because there was no parking for them. So that was the reason parking charges were brought in. And you've raised a very, very important point that I really do want people through the whole county to bear in mind when they are taking part in the public consultation, and that it's in towns like Buncrana, like Letterkenny, like Donegal Town, the revenue that's raised is the only revenue that's ring-fenced by the council to be spent in those towns.
With that in mind, what, say, for instance, in Buncrana do we know was last year's parking charges spent on? What was the benefit to locals in Buncrana from the money gathered last year or the year before that?
Yeah, so in Buncrana, our most recent profit was spent on renovating the old fire station on the Carkill Road to convert it into an office and storage space for Buncrana Tidy Towns. So they now have full use of that facility, and that only happened because of the profits that we received from our car parking charges.
Right, so you say they should increase. They're currently at 50 cent per hour or 2 hours or per visit. What does 50 cent get you at the moment?
Tough descent for an hour, for a maximum of 2 hours on the main street,
Okay.
and you have a free half an hour when you land on the main street at the start, and that is going to be kept. We fought hard as councillors to ensure that that was kept for Buncrana, because a number of the businesses had asked that it be kept, so we took their concerns on board even before the public consultation, and we ensured that that free half an hour on the main street only will stay in place.
Right, what do you want the fee to be at then now?
Well, I certainly think a euro isn't unreasonable.
A euro an hour.
Yeah, a euro an hour. That's my humble opinion, that's not an unreasonable amount of money. It's not terribly expensive. It's still a good bit cheaper than if you went on to Derry or Belfast or some other big shopping centre. So it's not terribly expensive. Our car parks as well. At the minute, it's 120 for the whole day in a car park, which is just far, far too cheap. So I mean, that should go to €2, I would think, at least for the whole day. Maybe €2.50.
Do you think there should be all day parking in those car parks, or would you like to see them reduced to 2 hours a day?
No, they have to stay as all-day parking, okay. Especially for people who work in the town, because they have to have somewhere to park. So, yeah, no, I have no problem with them staying all day. And there will be an option to buy a 3-month permit, a 6-month permit, or a full year's permit. And just while I'm talking about permits, one thing that is being proposed to be introduced for the first time is a carer's permit. And that's something that I'm very, very supportive of, because we all know people who are in need of care from loved ones and various different people and organisations. But quite often, if you're going to visit a loved one or if you're going to provide care to them, you can't get parked. So the proposal now is to bring in a carer's permit so that you would then be able to get parked, not exactly outside, but very near to the property that you're going into. And you would pay for that carer's permit as opposed to having to pay for parking every time you were there providing care.
So at the moment, are the proposals that people have to have a view on? In other words, you talked about some proposals for on-street parking increase, car park parking increases, or is it a blank sheet of paper and you put in whatever you wish in relation to parking bylaws?
No, so from this day week, next Tuesday, the bylaws that are being proposed, the draft bylaws, will be out in the open for all the public to view. And it's really submissions on those bylaws that the council is interested in getting. But if there are any other things, if there's anything that you can see when you're looking at the bylaws that's a glaring omission or something that just won't work or whatever, the public consultation from the 1st of September to the 20th of October, that's the time to tell us. That's when we need to be informed of your view and your opinion. So it's really opinions on the draft bylaws that are being proposed that are going to go out in public consultation this
day. We were having this conversation about Letterkenny yesterday. Is it clear in Buncrana on the main street, is it a 2-hour maximum stay per day or per session?
No, per day.
Okay, very good.
Per day.
And it's one half an hour that you get per day as well too.
And that is something that people contact me about regularly. They might go and get a newspaper at 9 in the morning and they leave at 9:15 and they come back at 3 and leave at 3:10. But when they get into the car at 3:10 we'll say 3:20. And they get into the car at 3:20, they discover they have a ticket, but they're saying, but sure, I wasn't there a half an hour. But it's one half an hour per day. From the first time the warden sees you. So if the warden sees you at 9 o'clock, you're half an hour up at 9:30 for that day.
And is there anything else up for a public consultation in relation to parking around Inishowen, or is it specific to Buncrana at this point?
No, it's only Buncrana. Buncrana is the only place in Dundee that we have pay and display parking, so it doesn't relate to
Canberra. So in other words, it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't. You can't go in and propose parking charges for Carr and Donagh, for example, so that they can ring fence money for the tidy towns. That's not how it works.
No, okay. And there seems to be no appetite for the introduction.
And I'm not trying to start one either. It was just so everyone understands. Yeah. Sometimes it might seem obvious, and it's not always as obvious.